ओम शांति। आर यू हैप्पी हेयर? वेरी हैप्पी? ऑलवेज हैप्पी? हाफ साउंड। ऑलवेज हैप्पी? ट्राई। हैप्पीनेस बिकम्स द की to experience many things at this confluence age. Happiness comes if we remember Baba's knowledge. Simple word I am using. If we remember few things, one or two things, one or two points from Baba's Murlis every day, it gives us happiness. Remember today's Murli? Baba has come down to take us back home. Therefore, get detached from this world. Beautiful world, entire Murli was about this. So keep some points of Murli in your mind. It will be giving energy to you all the time. Energy. We must keep in our mind our each and every thought generates energy. This energy enters our brain first of all. It affects our brain, either repairs the brain or damages the brain. Thought power is the greatest power in the world because it creates energy. So we must be aware of one thing, always keep creating not only positive thoughts, but most elevated thoughts, thoughts of self-respect. Baba's Murli on 16th. You have to become world benefactor. Do you remember? Now, immerse your feeling of being world benefactor. Give this thought to yourself just now. I am world benefactor. And who can bring benefit to the world? One who has deep feeling of love for all creation of the Creator. If we love the Creator, God, the Supreme Being, our Baba, we must also love His creation, all human beings, including nature. So check your attitudes. Very important thing, attitudes. If we don't have love for all souls in our mind, what do I have in my mind towards them? Check yourself. Do I have any hateful feeling, revengeful feeling, jealous feeling, any negative feeling? And we have to change that. Only the feeling, all our souls, all are the children of God, my Father, my Baba, all are good souls. And for Brahmins, all are great souls. Convince yourself. Make your mind. Convince yourself. All Baba children are great. Is it right or not? All are great? sister, in front, all are great, then only we can have good feeling of love for them. I used to give one example. It's from Bharat. Suppose, in one city, a person is visiting, a person is coming from somewhere else, and people came to know that this person has got vision of Sri Krishna or Vishnu. What will happen in that city? Can you imagine? Entire population of that city will come to see him. Who is this great man who saw Sri Krishna, Lord Krishna or Vishnu? And you can now understand Baba's children. Not only have met God, but they have accepted him, my Baba, my father. Connection, relationship with him. How close we came to Baba? How close Baba's children came to Baba? We know. Therefore, they are great. It will create loveful feeling for all Brahmins. Second thought, we all must keep in our mind. All Baba's children have got entire truth, complete true knowledge, complete true philosophy in entire world, from thousands of years, scholars, prophets, had been searching for this truth, and no one could reach to the ultimate truth. And see, we Baba's children know everything. Who am I? Where did I come from? Where is my home? Who is God? We know everything. What is the beginning, middle and the end of this cycle? We know everything. So are we not great? Answer. Are we not intellectuals? Are we not highly educated? So you should never say, I am not highly educated. Baba's children are highly, highly educated. There is no question in the world whose answer we don't know. It is true. Is it true? So we are great. Thirdly, all Baba's children have accepted purity. All are trying their best to get victory over Maya. It's not a small thing. It's the greatness of Baba's children. We are great. So when you see others, all Brahmins, see with this attitude, they are great soul in this world. God had chosen them for his divine task. They love God. God loved them. See, God loves us. We are great. You might have heard the story of Abu, Adam. I just say it in brief. One night, in Abu's dream, an angel came down with a list in his hand. Abu asked him, "What is written on this paper?" Angel answered, "The name of those persons who love God very much." Abu asked, "Where is my name?" Angel answered, at the very end. Abu became depressed. Oh, I love so much, but my name came at the end. Then, second time, next night, again the same angel came with a list. Name was written. Abu asked, whose name has been written today? Angel answered, the name of those to whom God loves very much. Where is my name? First. Abu became very glad, happy. So where is your name? In which list your name? You all have become the righteous children of God's love. God loves you very much. Do you agree to it or not? Or do you think he loves Madhuvan Nivasi more? He loves Dadis more? He loves my teachers more? No. Those who have become pure, those who said, my Baba, they claimed God's love. Therefore, we are great. So bring a change into your attitude. Have a loveful feeling for your own self. Self-love. Then only you would be able to have love for all human beings, all souls on this planet. So do you love your own self? What is your answer? Or you think still I am fighting? I am not achieving what I want to achieve. I am not doing so much what I can do in my life. Then a person doesn't love self. But I am doing everything. I have achieved God. I got everything in this life. See my fortune. When my journey of 5,000 years is over, about to end, God came down. He became my good friend, God friend. How fortunate I am. Think this way. It will create love in your mind for your own self. So remember your own fortune. Baba was saying that day, on 16th, you are most fortunate persons in the world. Baba became happy to see his fortunate children. We must also remember our elevated fortune. We are not ordinary human beings. We are great. We are most fortunate. Now, I come to the point. So, create a loveful feeling for all souls and then remember Baba's words. Oh children, now you have to become the remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness. Do you remember? So if we have love for all souls, then we can think this way. I have to bring benefit to them. I have to give help to them. I have to give energy to them. I have to remove their fear. I have to empower them. I have to bless them, have good sleep at night. This is a big problem increasing nowadays in the world. Fear, fearful feeling inside, sleeplessness, insomnia, depression, anxiety and many other mental diseases are increasing day by day in this world. We have to become very powerful. We have to become very happy. Therefore, we must make our nature. Now you have to work on this. Make your nature very light, easy. Easy going nature from today. Easy going nature. It will make everything easy. If nature is easy, everything is easy in this world. If you want a good job, easily you will get. If you want money, easily you will get. If you want good health, easily you will get. If you want good relationship, easily you will enjoy your relationship. If you want to become easy yogi, because of easy nature, you would be able to become easy yogi. So easiness is a great thing for everyone's life, not only Brahmin, everyone. Dadi Janki used to mention one thing, light and might. Those who are light can become mightful. Because lightness, because of easy nature, we would be able to accumulate thought power. Otherwise, many waste thinking will come up in our mind. We will become very weak person in the world. The future time is coming with big, big challenges for everyone. I can see even 24 this year will bring many challenges for human beings. Year 25th. Will bring more challenges because the time of transformation is coming closer day by day. And everyone has to settle one's karmic account. Important thing. Listen carefully. Now time has arrived. We are passing through such a period of time when everyone's karmic account of the past is about to become active inside. Karmic account will become very soon active in the brain. It will affect brain. It will create many mental challenges for this human beings on this earth. So we must become good yogi. In order to become easy, just two dharana point everyone must keep in their mind. Two dharana point. One is acceptance. Acceptance. Whatever is going to happen on this earth, we will have to accept that. No other choice. So work on this acceptance. It will make you easy, light, free from anxiety, free from worries, free from sorrow. Second thing, world is no expectation, but less expectations. We expect many things. Even we expect many things from Baba. But even Baba would not do anything at that time, because Dharma will bring a big change, transformation in this world. But third thing is also here. Time of glorification is also coming fast. glorification. In Hindi we say, Jai Jai Kar, Wah Wah. The souls who become victorious over Maya will be glorified first. Not Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba will be glorified at the end. Because once Shiv Baba is glorified, everything will end. And before Baba's glorification, glorification of great souls will take place on the earth. So beautiful time we will also see on this confluence age, not in golden age, confluence age. And many, many challenges will also we will have to face. So make yourself very powerful. And now I come to that point which Baba mentioned the other day. You must fix up the time to give sakas to the world. Do you remember? Service through mind, service through vibrations, sakas we call in Hindi. You know this word, sakas. We must fix the timing to give sakas to the world. So I will ask you one thing. 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes evening. Everyone must fix the time to give vibrations to the world. What will be the benefit of this giving vibrations to the world? This is a great charitable task. Punya karma, Hindi. Beautiful word in Hindi. Punya. Charitable. Punya karmas. So if you do punya karmas, you can remember this Hindi word, punya. Beautiful word, soothing word. It gives relief to the mind. Punya. I am a punya atma, punya soul, charitable soul, great soul. So if we give sakas to the world, what will be the benefit? Two things. The pressure of sinful action. There is the pressure of sinful action on everyone's head. We say burden, but I am using the word pressure. That will become light. Therefore, yoga will become easy. Second thing, with the power of these charitable deeds, you will become free from obstacles. Great achievement. And you will see, in future, you will experience, if you give sakas to the nature, during the time of transformation, nature will cooperate with you. Nature will destroy everything. We will see it with our eyes. But will cooperate to them who has cooperated nature. Who had given the pure vibrations to the nature. Pure vibrations is the strength of nature. Inner strength of this nature. People talk about pollution, but they don't know about this real strength of the nature, inner strength. If we all Brahmins spread pure vibrations, they go to the nature, entire sky, air, water, earth, ether, everything, heat, everything, sun, moon, all stars, receive them. So we do a wonderful service to the nature. We give a wonderful help to the nature. It will become pure, satopradhan. And then, when it becomes pure and satopradhan, it will be giving everything to human beings for years and years. You can say 4,900 years, as Baba was saying today. Nature will protect us. Nature will give help us, will give grain, vegetables, wheat, rice, everything, fruit to us. Now you can see, there is no taste in fruits. There is no power in vegetables. No power in milk. Everything has become powerless, like water. Even water has been polluted. Because we damaged nature. Now, we have to give sakas to the nature. So prepare yourself that every day, 2 times, 15-20 minutes in the morning, 15-20 minutes evening, I have to give sakas. Are you ready for this divine job? You will see, you will experience. You will enjoy your life very much. If you give just half an hour every day, 40 minutes every day, there is no question when, any time in the day, any time in 24 hours. Not that you have to wake up early in the morning and give sakas, any time, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 afternoon, 4, 5, 6, 8, any time. Just try from here, from Yansar or Madhuvan, and see your experience. I did it from the dead day, on 17th, 18th, today, and got beautiful experience. One another secret, whatever we give to others, it come back to us being double. If you give the vibrations of peace to the world, you will become very peaceful. If you give might, vibrations of might to the world, you will be becoming powerful, powerful. Every day. If you give pure vibrations to human beings and to the nature, your purity will increase day by day. So it will make our entire efforts very easy. So will you fix again, I am asking? Will you fix 2 timings? How many of you? Those who don't want? No one. Because this is a noble task. God's task. Baba, who is the father of the entire world. He had so much love for all souls of the world. They may be Hindu, Muslim, Christian, belong to any religion. All are his children. He has ultimate love for everyone. He can't see them in sorrow and problems. He can't see that my children are not sleeping at night. They are awaking, looking at watch all the time. Oh, 1 o'clock, no sleep. 2 o'clock, no sleep. Baba, what I did? 3 o'clock, no sleep. 4 o'clock, sleep. When there was the time of God's meeting, they fell asleep. So, I hope you all and those who are listening will listen, will fix timing. What to do? Many ask this question to me. We don't have nice yoga. How can we give sakas to the world? Our sakas will not go up to air. What should we do? Some ask me, we don't have yoga, no yoga. Can we also give sakas to the world? What is the answer? If someone asks you this question, how will you answer? Yes, we can give sakas. First thing, love and good wishes for all. Our good wishes will become the canopy for them. Remember these words of God. You great children, you great souls, your good wishes for others will become canopy of protection for them. Loveful drashti for everyone. You just talk to the nature. Oh nature, I love you. You have sustained me, you nurtured me for 5,000 years. I love you, I respect you. I am very grateful, gratitude to you. I offer my gratitude to you. I am very grateful to you. Do like this. Become grateful. Gratitude is very important thing. But not just saying thanks, thanks, thanks. No, hearty gratitude. Oh nature, I love you. Oh all souls of the world, you are my family. You are the children of God. You are my brothers and sisters. I love you, I respect you. I'm very grateful to you. You are the beauty of this earth. These things will create vibrations, they will reach to the world. Otherwise, many people in the world experience no one love them. Many used to say, no one love me. I answer them, no, forget it. Your Baba loves you a lot. So this is the simple method of giving vibrations to others. Next thing, listen very carefully. If we see other's soul in the forehead, it means we give vibrations to them. So you all can do this practice. Once, twice, thrice, three times, I am a pure soul. And to whom you see, they are good souls. They are good souls, or they are pure souls originally. So from you, pure vibrations will go to them. This is simple method. I am very powerful. See other soul, and your powerful vibrations will go to them. No question of yoga in this. My yoga is good or not, no question. Next thing, most important. Now, few important things. We are the roots of Kalpatri. We are master seed of this Kalpatri. You can make a vision in your mind. Entire Kalpatri is standing over my head here. And the vibration of each thought I create is going to entire Kalpatri. Feel the sculptry is becoming golden. I am giving vibrations to the souls of all religions. Just I am supremely pure soul. I am Master Almighty. I am world benefactor. I am a victorious jewel. I am Master Gyan Surya. I am lighthouse, might house. Swaman, self-respect point. You should bring into your mind and feel that vibrations are going to this entire culture. Create a thought in your mind. Very important thought. Again, I am saying, listen it carefully. Because in all religions of the world, many souls of deity religions have gone. Many. So you can give it thoughts. All souls of deity religion, come back to Baba, and they will feel pull. God is pulling them. Oh, divine souls of all religion, recognize yourself. You are a soul. You are the children of God. Accept it. Give such thoughts. This is a beautiful method of giving sakas to the world. Next, you can do one, not all every day. Sometime this practice, sometime that practice. Not only two times, you can give 3, 4, 5 timing. Change your entire yoga into giving sakas. You will become a great yogi this way. That all the time, I have to give sakas to the world. Wherever I will see, wherever my drashti goes, vibrations will go there. Wherever I stand, peace will be spread out there. If I see nature, if I see trees, if I see sea, if I see plants, flowers, I give pure vibrations to them. See, with this attitude, I am a pure soul. This is my creation. I have to give pure vibrations to everything. So your pure vibrations will enter even into flowers, plants. This is simple method. Now, very simple, what I had asked, someone says, they don't have good yoga. So if you don't have good yoga, still you can do one practice. Create a vision in your mind. Now itself you can create. If you have terrace above your home, terrace, it will be very nice. If you don't have, sometime you go near the ocean, sea, you can do. Or just, globe is here in front of me. Globe, black globe, Tamo Pradhan globe. I am supremely pure soul. From here, from forehead, from the soul, pure vibrations, golden vibrations are entering this globe. Globe is becoming golden. Start it from 1 minute. Do it for 1 minute only. That from me soul, pure golden vibrations are going to this globe. And it is becoming golden. After 1 minute, the next 1 minute, I am Shiv Shakti. I am Master Almighty. From the soul, red vibrations of might are going to this globe, entering the globe, all human beings are becoming powerful. They are receiving God's energy through me. Simple practice. Sometime you can see towards the nature, simple method. Water, trees, give them pure vibrations this way. You can see the sky, or another very entertaining practice. I am an angel of purity. Angel of purity. From me, from my head, from my hands, from forehead, from eyes, golden vibrations of purity are going in the sky. And see a vision. Make a vision. Entire sky became full with this golden, colorful vibration. See up above. Oh, entire thing, entire world, all stars, planets, sun and moon are receiving this pure energy from me. You can enjoy such thing for 1, 2, 3 minutes only. 1 minute is enough. Mind will become cool, delightful. Mind will become silent. So these are beautiful practices of giving sakas. Next practice. Are you enjoying or getting bored? Different practices of giving sakas. Because yoga is such a subject, if we don't know different exercise, the subject will make us bored. Oh, remember Baba, we don't like it all the time. But if you do differently, you will enjoy it very much. So make it entertaining practices. Next practice, beautiful. And let us do it now. First listen, Baba's words. Sit on the top of the globe. Connect yourself to Almighty in soul world. Receive energy from Him. And if you spread this energy to the world, you will get millions and millions of time fruit. Unlimited fruit you will receive. Because from the vibrations of our power, spiritually power, this spiritual power is a great power in the world. If you give this spiritual power to the world, we cannot know, but many souls will get this energy, will receive this energy, will become fearless, will become free from anxiety. Many, many pupils' obstacles will end. And a time is coming. Again, I am saying, listen it carefully. Only once Baba had spoken in Avyakt Murli, that a time will come to you when you will have to destroy the sins of many other souls too. Now that time has arrived. We know after Corona, many bodiless souls are stumbling in the space, here and there, wandering here and there in the sky. And that bad energy is creating many, many problems on this earth. If we give sakas, we need not to invoke them, we need not to make their vision, but just give simply sakas to the world and their sins will be destroyed, their mind will become silent, and they will go back home. A soul will not go back home unless his mind becomes silent. No thought. Then they will fly up to soul world. So it is our responsibility to make them silent, because they are in severe sorrow. They are in severe problems. They are thirsty but don't have water to drink. They want many things. They left their body with certain desires. Those desires are creating problems, misery in their mind. They are wandering with that sadful feeling in the sky. Our vibrations will make them peaceful. So it's our great responsibility, because they are also soul. They are also our brothers. They are also the children of God. So sit on the top of globe, receive energy from Baba, spread to the world this practice. 5 minutes every day, 2 times. Next wonderful thing I am sharing to you, very important thing, is our drashti. Now time is coming soon when our drashti will do magic, miracles. So Baba's words, in the morning, Amrit Vela, every day, receive drashti from Baba and give drashti to the world. So through our drashti, they will experience good vibrations, that they are receiving good vibrations, peaceful vibrations, pure vibrations. They will become happy and silent. So this practice, receive drashti from Avyak Bap Dada in subtle region. From there or then from here, give drashti to the world. Feel that from my both eyes, vibrations are going to the world. Those who have good yoga can do one another practice. I am an angel of purity. Bring this good feeling. Angel means when soul is sitting in the body of light. And you must be very clear about this, very clear philosophy of angelic form. This angelic body is created with the energy of our mind. We are thinking constantly. The energy of our thoughts is spreading continually in our whole body. Everywhere in the body it is going. In brain, eyes, everybody, in each part of the body, this energy is reaching there. And this energy is making subtle body, angelic body. So soul is sitting in 2 bodies always, physical body, inside body of light, body of energy. Some of you might have heard, people, those who practice different yogas in the world, or psychologists, they say many kinds of bodies. Subtle body, angelic body, body of light, body of energy, astral body, like this. But this normally, the emotional body, this is the body of thoughts. Okay, now practice it. I'm an angel. So this practice of giving sakas, entertaining practice, I'm an angel, conception of angel is clear in your mind? Whatever we think, energy spread in whole body makes the body of energy, body of light. This is called angelic body. You can see always when we are very happy, face is different. When a person is sad, face is different. When a person is in anxiety, face is different. When a person is deep meditation, face is different. Because of this angelic body, this energy which is being generated by our thoughts. So do this practice like this. I am an angel and I am in the sky. Just for 1 minute, go there, I am in the sky. I am an angel of purity. Pure vibrations, golden energy from me is spreading out. Air, wind. Touch me, become pure, flows. My golden energy is making entire sky, ether, pure. This energy is going to sun, moon and all stars, making them pure. From here I can see ocean. My energy, pure energy, is entering the water. I am on the earth. From my legs, from my feet, pure vibrations are entering to entire earth. Earth is becoming pure. This practice is very good. So every day, we have to give sakas to the world. 15 minutes in the morning, 15 evening, and as much as you can do, you must do. Life will become easy. Life will become free from the problems. Important thing, you must not eat down in your brain. If we give sakas to the world, our life is obstacle free. We can enjoy everything, even we can enjoy good health. Now last thing, in that Murli, 16th of February, one simple and very effective line was spoken by Baba. Bap Dada, always ready to cooperate with you. You can receive as much as cooperation as you like. So what should we do? Cooperation of God. Even if you are not happy one day, talk to Baba. Baba, I am not happy today. Make me happy. And you will see a good result. Wonderful thing. Suppose one day your mind is unstable. You can't do yoga. Not enjoying anything. Talk to Baba. Baba, I want to become a good yogi. Please help me. And see, within no time you will enjoy good yoga. Any other time, you can invoke Bap Dada. Baba, come down to me. Give this help. I want your help. And he will give. So God is bound to help with you. Take full benefit of this beautiful opportunity. Do you like it? Will you appreciate it? God's cooperation all the time. Otherwise in bhakti, We had been just, oh my God, please, I want your help, please help me, mercy upon me. And we did not know he will do or not. Now surety, he himself has made promise. Whenever, wherever you ask me to come down, I will come to you. So make it your nature. Baba, come down to me. How many of you have car, locally, cars? So whenever you go and just likely to sit in the car, Baba, come down, sit with me. When you are going to start your car, Baba, come down. When you leave your home for your job or to go in the market for shopping, Baba, come down, be with me. You are my good friend. At least 5-8 times every day, invoke him. Now you will have your lunch. Start it from lunch. Baba, come down. First of all, you eat this food, then I will accept. Whenever you drink water, ask Baba. Baba, come down. Give vibrations to this water. Whenever you have to give class somewhere, whenever you have to talk to someone about knowledge, you can ask Baba, come down please. I have got wonderful experience of this, wonderful, every day, thousands of experience. Many times when I have to give class, I have to give many class, and sometime I have headache. Not sometime, many times. Because I had this cervical pain, so because of this, and sometime because of stomach, so headache. And I have to give important class. I ask Baba, Baba, two things are here. Either you make me free from this headache, then I will give class, or I will tolerate my headache, you give class through me, anything you must do. And wonderful experience. Sometime I ask Baba, Baba, for 1 hour, I must forget about my headache. And I don't remember headache, I give class without headache. Not only the thing of headache, many other things in body come many times, because this is body of the last. So few things enter our body. Food is not pure, so pure nowadays. In vegetables, in grains, rice, many pesticides are used. Water is not so pure, so stomach problem. Not only to double foreigners, even to us. Those who are Madhuvan Nivasi in Pandabhavan, I had been there for 30 years, and we used to drink simple water, no mineral, no boiled water. So stomach problem came to everyone. But we managed. So Baba, Supreme Surgeon, the highest authority in the world, Almighty, He is always ready to cooperate with us. What should we do? Think deeply. Take full benefit of this. And life will become an enjoyment. Challenges will make you more powerful. Challenges will awaken your divine intellect. Challenges will change into opportunities. And you will enjoy this life of Sangam Yoga. Will achieve everything from Baba. So now last thing I am speaking, make your mind. Today's Murli, good students, always talk to the self. Now talk to the self. Start from today. Baba, I will achieve everything from you. Baba, you gave me such beautiful fortune. You brought such beautiful opportunity for me. I will take full benefit of this opportunity. Think this way. Talk to yourself this way. When I return from this world, the moment I go back home, I will experience I became full. I will go back being full with all treasures, with full fortune with me. I will not go from this world empty-handed, full-handed. Talk to yourself this way and enjoy your life. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.